Tobin and Leroy here on FM 104.3 WQAM. Miami Dolphins played to a draw. 24 apiece with the Chicago Bears. They got the Lions coming up this week. If you guys are just tuning in, we found out that Alexander Mattison, running back, he had to have neck surgery in Chicago, and he is done for the season. So very unfortunate news there.
Very unfortunate. Like, I just, like, I'm in the same boat I am with the Heat. First and foremost, I want everybody to be healthy so you can identify what you have and don't have. It's not worse than starting the season scrambling at certain positions. And so from that standpoint, that's a little frustrating just in general. And sometimes, like, your team gets that bug. The Heat have had it for how many years now, where somebody crucial gets hurt at the wrong possible time?
It's been tough. It's been tough. But hopefully, the Dolphins can find somebody to step up, and hopefully he has a full recovery. The reports are that he will have a full recovery, but he is going to miss the year.
Yep.
So that
neck is nothing to play with.
Nothing to play with, dude. Nothing to play with. So let's get to the mixed bag here. And first off, let's get let's tickle Vlad here a little bit with some Jets talk. Aaron Glenn, this was a new Jets coach, excited that the Jets got themselves a preseason win. He's out here saying a win's a win no matter when it is.
No, not. A win is a win. And I was always taught to, if you want to be a winner, not only have to understand how to win, but to understand how to consistently win. And this is a great win for our guys. A lot of good things that happened in this game, but there's a lot of things that we got to clean up, a number of things. And we will clean those up.
All right. What did you think of the performance, Vlad? How did you like how the Jets fared in their first preseason game?
I liked it. You know, I was happy to see my first team on there. They scored an opening drive touchdown. Saw the members of the defense. They were playing. I like Aaron Glenn as a coach. I like him as a player, and I like him as a coach. He's bringing kind of similar to what Ben Johnson's bringing with the Bears, which is the Man Campbell attitude, holding everybody accountable. I like the fact that when a player got into a fight, he went on the field and was chastising. I mean, like, yelled at him. Like, you don't, like, daddy yelling to a child. You don't want to disappoint your daddy when after he yells at you like that. So I was happy with it, but it's only preseason. So, you know, it is what it is.
Well, also in preseason, the Jacksonville Jaguars, they unveiled their plan for Travis Hunter, who played on both sides of the football, Leroy.
I think that's cool.
This is Liam Cohen, the Jaguars coach. You may remember him from such awkward press conferences as Duval.
That's the guy?
That's the guy. Oh, this is what he had to say on Travis Hunter.
I mean, I think he made a couple good catches on some option routes and, missed the one tackle defensively that I noticed. Like, that was the only things that I, kind of noticed about his overall play in terms of that. I'll have to watch the tape on how he operated defensively a little bit more. But I thought offensively he made the right decisions on those option routes, made a good catch, almost broke out of that one where kind of Trevor put it behind him on that third down we talked about. But, I'll have to go watch the tape a little bit more to know more.
Wow. All right. It sounds like, Shador Sanders has bragging rights for Colorado Buffaloes this weekend.
Yeah, one guy was drafted second. The other one was drafted, 163rd. So I think Travis is all right.
Speaking of, Kevin Stefanski, this is what he had to say on Shador Sanders' debut performance for the preseason.
Many really, really good teaching moments on this tape. But big picture for Shador and our quarterbacks, that position, taking care of the football. I think zero giveaways from our offense is a very big deal and goes a very long way, like we talked about, to winning and losing football games.
All right. I think it's time to tell old baby hands Kenny Pickett to take a hike. That's what I think. Everybody's going to be buzzing in Cleveland right now. You know them.
Why you say it like that?
You just know them. You know right now in Cleveland sports radio, they are fawning over Shador Sanders. Like, no one's going to be thinking about Dillon Gabriel.
as long as the queen says everything's okay, marry Kay Cabot. That's that. If she says everything's good, then you know, then I'll trust it.
I feel like
she's the gospel.
I feel like Leroy, you don't think like the buzz right now is all on Shador? Like there's not a Dylan Gabriel muse or Dylan Gabriel fan club over there that's like, no, we got to get in. We got to get an old DG in there.
I don't know. I think they just added like what I'll use a Spoh saying. Make me play you.
Yep.
I think that's what Shador did. And nobody knew when that opportunity was going to come. Everybody thought it was going to come later on in the game or the preseason. It came sooner than later. He responded. Now we got to see how he responds to more pressure. And simple as that. He has put them in a position to make him play. If they decide, well, he played this week, he's not going to play next week, then they're doing a bad job. Because you don't know who your quarterback is going to be yet.
Nope.
And it ain't his fault that them other guys didn't play.
I think those guys' hammies all of a sudden felt a little better after watching that performance. If you're going to win a quarterback competition and you got the tight hammy, you're like, eek. How bad are those hamstring injuries?
Because you can't – it gets to the point where – even when you feel better, you're scared to, like, go full go. And I think that's the thing. So you kind of – you have to get back to where you're comfortable, to where you can just play. And sometimes that's hard because you know what that hammy felt like when you tweaked it.
Speaking of Mary Kay Cabot. Third-round pick Dylan Gabriel back in the thick of the four-way competition. He returned to team drills today.
I bet you he was when he started to play.
I bet you he was, dude.
Hey, my hammy feel much better
feeling
now,
good.
Coach.
Get me out there, Coach.
That look they both had on the sideline was like, oh, crap.
Like, we better get our ass out there.
Dylan, I would say
get you running with the twos today.
You can't not continue with Shador, right?
I'm with you.
He needs to take some first-team snaps. That's what I think.
Right.
Otherwise, what is it a competition or is it not a competition? Part of competition, show up to the competition. He showed up. He balled out. He deserves reps.
Does that mean Snoop got let go now?
I don't know. I don't know.
Because if Dylan Gabriel's back.
I don't know if anybody's on PUP.
They ain't going to let nobody go early. They don't have to. The only downfall of camp is you got to go from 90 to 53.
Right. I think he's probably – I don't know if, like, Kenny Pickett's on PUP or something like that, and so he's on the roster. I'm not sure. Not sure, Vlad. Cam Ward, he only did a couple drives this past game. This is what Cam Ward had to say about his first preseason action.
It's not really too different from college. Just more of being, I would say, alerted on third downs. Just the cans that you can get to in Coach Callahan's offense, and then just getting the ball out when it needs to be out.
All right.
So basically more time throws. He made some and I said this last year. I would lean towards Cam over Shador because I saw Cam firsthand make on-time throws more than I saw Shador do it. Doesn't mean he can't do it. Just mean that I haven't seen it as much.
Mm-hmm.
And when I watched this past weekend, I said, he made some time on-time throws, planted that back foot, threw it with accuracy, slid around inside the pocket, scrambled a couple of times, did a lot of things really well that, like, it garners the efforts of the organization to say, let's see if we can develop this guy.
Here was Brian Callahan on his number one overall pick and what he thought of Cam Ward's preseason action.
Cam played well in his two series that he got, kind of a weird first half with three possessions, had one three and out, and then came back and led a touchdown drive. I thought he looked good, started to feel a little bit comfortable, was begging to go back in, but that wasn't in the cards for tonight. I thought he did some good things, and it was encouraging.
You love that when you can say a guy's begging to go in, but not in the cards, Cam, not in the cards.
I mean, you still want to play, right?
Definitely.
You're like, no matter what, you want to play.
And Ben Johnson, Bears coach. That's what he had to say on finishing with a tie.
Assess the feeling in the locker room on a tie like that. Those guys went out there and they laid it out. You know, all those guys that were active, they did a great job going out there and competing. And you just don't know how to feel when it ends up being 24-24. It doesn't matter preseason or not. You go out there, they're keeping score, and you're playing to win. So I'd say this. I think those guys, they did a phenomenal job going out there. The effort was there. The intensity was there throughout. I think a number of guys, knowing that there were no reserves behind them, they really fought through a lot.
Sounds like the old sister kisser. That is the mixed bag. I don't know, a busy, busy NFL weekend. We had a 70-yard field goal at one point. Crazy. Football's back. Kind of.
It is. I found myself watching a lot more football than I thought I would watch.
I know. Football is back. But the only reason why you're saying kind of is because you haven't laid a wager on it yet. Once you lay a wager, that's when you know football is back. But you're not going to lay a wager as of now in the preseason because you don't know who's playing. But if you get an indication that maybe the ones are going to play an extended period of time, an extended time, then I think you might lay a wager.
Well, I'm a big fan of player props, as you know, Vlad, and there's no player props in the preseason on at least the Hard Rock app, so that bums me out. Like, if I could bet on some things on Hard Rock app, I would very much like to gamble on it, and they won't let me do that till week one, so I'm stuck here just, you know, enjoying football for the love of it.
Oh, the hell? You lying. Stop lying.
Why does it in the preseason?
You know what? If there was no action, football wouldn't be the most popular sport.
Agreed. Fantasy football changed the game.
That's it. That changed
fantasy
everything.
Football changed the game for everybody. But I'm not even a big fantasy fan. I like gambling. But that's like Mickey Mouse gambling. Well, it's masked gambling.
Here's the problem with you. Okay. Your gambling consists of no matter what bet you start, with a Julian Hill anytime touchdown. We can't take you serious.
Look, I'm just doing that out of failed principle. That's what I'm doing that out of.
And that's what they're hoping on.
Yeah, no, agreed. Agreed. That is what they're hoping. But
you know, every week they go, well, we know we can get this $5 from Tobin if we just put a big number on Julian Hill.
Maybe I'll parlay UFC with some preseason this weekend on Saturday.
And now that it can end, well, it can't end in a tie because they get point spreads.
Yep. But it's, I don't know. I mean, it was an interesting preseason because there are a lot of things that we're trying to see. There's a lot of rookies you're intrigued by. There's a lot of second year guys you're intrigued by. So I'm not going to, and honestly, we do as bad as they were. You do want to see the backup quarterbacks because I want to know if they're going to work out. Now, do I think they're going to work out? I was hoping Quinn Ewers would give me a little more something.
But what my question to you is, what are you expecting from a backup quarterback? There's only 20 quarterbacks who are
viable,
bona fide starters. So if you have a backup who balls out too much, somebody going to try to get him. Because there's 12 teams that really don't have a long-term quarterback.
I get you. Go ahead, Jennifer.
Okay, thank you so much. I'm glad you saw my face. It's very interesting that you said that, Leroy, because what was Tobin actually expecting in Quinn Ewers when he wished him no success?
Oh, I do wish him no success. Don't get me wrong. But, like, if I'm going to watch, I have no choice but to watch. Like, his success in the preseason doesn't really matter because Tua is the starter no matter what, Jennifer. So it's his success is negligible. It doesn't matter. But I'm telling you right now.
Don't be upset by him then.
Sheesh. In the event we're left to get on our Quinn Ewers flotation device, we may be sinking.
Sinking? You're drowning.
He may be in trouble.
I had to look away when he was on the field.
I agree with this. If our fan base knew we had a franchise quarterback, nobody would give a damn about the backup. I believe to some extent the people that are making a big deal about the backup have questions about Tua.
But Tua has, but and while that is true, I don't think it's a question of talent. Some people still have questions of Tua's talent, and that's fine. It is what it is. Tua has durability issues. He doesn't stay healthy.
Yeah, so you have to pay attention to that more than other teams would.
Yeah.
Like,
for example, last year was a disaster.
Do you care who Josh Allen's backup is?
No.
Do you care who and part of it is because these guys are so elite that anybody you have as a backup is going to be a huge step down.
Yeah, I can't. I mean, we were doing this game last week. Like, I didn't even know that Lamar Jackson's backup was Cooper Rush. I had no idea that he was in Baltimore.
Which is crazy.
I had no idea.
Giants. What about the Giants? The Giants got all kind of.
They got Jameis. You see Jameis got his team out of a walkthrough by praying. But he made everybody go to Bible study.
He's so great.
Brian Daboll's like, all right, if somebody can hit a pass, can hit the crossbar, no walkthrough. And Jameis Winston goes out there and he goes, I just want us all to know before I throw this that we have Bible study at 3:30. So I hope to see you all there. Boom, boom, hits the crossbar. They all go crazy for him. But now you got to go to Bible study.
You know what? You can say what you want about him. Everybody loves that dude.
Because he's genuine.
I've golfed with him, right? And he is genuinely that dude. Like, he ain't trying to be something he's not. That's who he is. He reminds me a little bit of Randall Cunningham. Randall Cunningham had a very similar demeanor as far as how he went about things, how he talked. And stuff like that. Jameis, now, I watched Jameis play. Is it me, or did he look like his face shield was made like Mr. Magoo?
This past
week?
So
you know how Mr. Magoo had the magnified front window of his car?
He still can't see?
I don't know, dude, but if you go look at pictures of his
He's been squinting thing, since FSU. He can't see yet?
If you look at his shield, it looks like a magnifying glass.
I didn't even know. I didn't watch the Giants preseason. I saw the Jackson Dart throw, but I didn't see. I didn't watch their game. You're telling me he's still got the eye thing?
He doesn't squint because he got his eye. He had surgery, remember?
That's what I thought. Do you remember him looking at those stupid signs on the sidelines? He's like looking. Yeah. He's like, ugh.
I mean, I'm going to tell you like this.
I think that's Leprechaun.
There's two quarterbacks that are in the same boat. Joe Flacco and Jameis Winston. If you have to rely on them, they're going to give you 2 or 3 weeks of Hall of Fame football. Then they're not. And you're going to be riding high for them through 2 or 3 weeks, and then Jameis going to do Jameis.
Jameis is like trying to like look at the sidelines. He goes, is that a Fruit Loops box that he's holding up? What the hell am I supposed to run here? Jimbo Fisher's like, Jameis! It's very clearly 2K and saying.
That was good. That was really good.
Jimbo Fisher heisting Texas A&M.
If you see a picture of him, the shield looks like it's a magnifier.
I've got to check this out. I'm very curious now. I want to see what it looks like. Pretty wild. You sure it wasn't Photoshop?
I was watching it live during the game.
Okay. I'm just making sure. I didn't want to make sure you didn't get fooled by the internet. That's all. No judgment. Just a question.
It's a fair question.
It's a fair question.
A real fair question.
It's a fair question. It's a fair question. We'll take a break here on FM 104.3 WQAM. Tobin and Leroy here with you. We take you up until 2. Final hour coming on up. We're back after this.